Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal and Tess, and we're discussing the halachas of a person who's leaving his home, eating pass, and we're saying there's going to be a scenario that it's going to be mutter to go to elsewhere and to say the benching elsewhere. So he says this really was discussed before in Klal Mem Zayin. So back in Klal Mem Zayin, in the Simanim over there, he talks about this halacha that a person is not allowed to leave without benching. So he says, what's called leaving? What's called moving? You're supposed to bench in the right place. So he pointed out in Simon Hay, if a person can't bench in the original place where he ate, he's allowed to move to a different part of the room. That's not considered a problem. He says that within the Dalet Amos where a person ate, it doesn't have to be a significant reason. A person can move to a different seat. Now, if he wants to go somewhere else, there he says in Simen Zion, we spoke about this before in share number 880, if a person had intent to originally the Chachila, when he made the Berachos HaMotzi, that he's going to bench elsewhere, so if it's in the same building, even if you're not planning to eat there at all, if when he originally said on Moitzi, he plans the bench in a different room, he's allowed to do that. He does not need to eat or drink over there, and that's going to be permitted. However, if that wasn't his original intent, he can't do that. That was in Simen Zion. Then in Simen Ches, he says, let's say a person made the bracha Rishonah, and he had intent to go to a different house. When he started the meal, he said the Berachos HaMotzi, planning to finish off his meal elsewhere. So he's allowed to leave his house and finish the meal elsewhere. But he says that a person has to eat and eat some bread over there in the other place, and therefore he can bench in the second place. But if that wasn't his original plan, if when he said on Moitzi he did not plan to do that, then he's not allowed to go elsewhere with the plan to bench elsewhere. He should bench here and then leave. And if he wants to eat elsewhere, he should wash again and say Moitzi again over in the second place. So the common scenario of this is people who are joining into a Sheva Brachas, and they're eating at home and then joining for the Sheva Brachas for the end of the meal. If when they start their meal, they plan to eat over here but finish elsewhere, they're allowed to do that since that was the original intent. If, however, that wasn't the original intent, they didn't think about it when they started the meal, so they should bench here first and then go join the Sheva Brachas. Chassidim would leave their homes and go join the Rebbe for the end of the meal since that was the original intent. That's going to be permitted. Now, that halacha that a person has to eat over there pass to be able to bench in the second place. So how much do you need to eat to be able to bench in the second place? So Mr. Burr says, interesting thing. Mr. Burr says, it does not have to be a kazayas. It could be even less than a kazayas. Since the mice, he ate something in the second place, it's not wrong to bench over there. He's benching on the food that he ate in the first place. But since he did eat something in the second place, it is called a makom achila. It's considered a hemshech of his original achila. And he's allowed to bench in the second place. And he's therefore, that could be the plan. He's allowed to do that. If a person did not plan this, and he did go to the second place, and it's difficult to go back in the first place, he can use his eitz as well. He can eat something in the second place. And bench there, because now he ate in the second place. So there's a scenario where a person left his makom, and we can find it, quote unquote, an eitzah, how he will be able to bench in the second place and not be mechuyev to go back to the first place by eating something in the second place, something of in this scenario we're talking about bread. Okay, so that does give us some leniency in regards to leaving. Another example of this is a person starts a meal at home, knowing that he's going to be traveling. So a person sits down in the house and starts eating with intent that he's going to finish off his meal while in the car. So a person will be allowed to do that. The person can start the meal over here. And then continue eating in the car and bench in the car. So those are some scenarios where this will play out. I think we've covered the points you would like to touch upon. Bez Hashem, we will start the new cloud in the following shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.